Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports, brought to you by the WBO, the World Boxing Organization.
Pedro, let me say congratulations on your long time in radio. You are your team and for your ratings, man. I was reading about that. I'm very impressed with you, Pedro.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in radio and internet history.
I don't want to predict this fight, but, you know, I'm going to promise that I can give a good fight, you know, to make people happy, and I just do my best.
Pedro Fernandez.
If I can't teach you one way, I'll teach you another, but I'm going to get the job done.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, of course, coming to you live from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 36 plus years now of being often imitated but never duplicated. Stick around for the next 2 hours and you will find out why. My name is Pedro Fernandez. This is Ring Talk, of course, the longest running fight show in history. We'll hook up with the HBO, the retired HBO godfather. Check in on the wisdom of Larry Merchant in a few minutes. Of course, in hour number two, we'll take a soul turn. We'll bring in one of the soul singers, one of the great soul singers of modern day. I'm talking about Mr. Brent Carter, formerly of Tower of Power, now with AWB. I'll talk boxing and MMA with Brent. Of course, open phone lines all around the planet. You can join me on the toll-free if you dare. Because if you call and say something stupid, click, you get hung up on. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the less harmful, guilt-free, no-commitment text line. You can't get beat up sending me a text. Text number 415-275-1613. Once again, the studio text line here in the Sports Byline Studios for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-415-275-1613. That's 1-415-275-1613. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll talk boxing and MMA, of course. We'll also spend some time with the greatest. I'm talking about Muhammad Ali. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline. If you don't know it now, you'll know it in a little while. This is the ultimate when it comes to combat sports. Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Everybody's mad at the white man. Got guys blowing up federal buildings because they're mad at the government. Got the Latinos. Did you see that last week right here in L.A.? Picketing all the networks. You know about this? The Hispanics, the Mexicans. I don't know what the hell to call you this week. But the Mexican people were picketing the networks saying that during prime time, you will see no Latinos on TV. What are you talking about? You got cops? You got America's Most Wanted? Why? You have Adventures of the Highway Patrol? There are shows for everybody. If you took the time to check your local listings, instead of bitching so much, you'll see there's shows for everyone. Not you. There's an Asian guy in the front row. After Margaret Cho, you had your shot. It didn't work out. All right, back to the kitchen. Sorry, pal.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I can't take it anymore. I have had it up to here.
One of my comical heroes, Yid Vicious, Bobby Slayton, he and I have been together since 1981. When he comes to town, I go see him, of course, at the Punchline, but comedy's not happening. Nothing's happening in the midst, of course, of this coronavirus. And I do want to mention this. Nevada's close to reinstating boxing. Of course, the UFC's had three shows in the past couple of weeks down there in Jacksonville, Florida, in front of an empty arena. And while there's only been one fighter testing positive thus far in those three fight cards with the UFC, that's one fighter. But the bottom line is, I guess, nothing's perfect. Nevada's close to reinstating boxing. They're talking about maybe coming back May 27th. Are they going to have a May 27th meeting to discuss maybe a June 9th card, of course, with Shakur Stevenson at the MGM Grand. Going to be televised on ESPN and ESPN Plus. Of course, Stevenson, double S, an undefeated lad. Great talent, no doubt about that. Lots of skills. If you can stay, if you can behave outside of the ring, I think he's going to be a star inside the ring. And, of course, going back to this, are they rushing things? You know, back in the day, and I know this will sound a little off the wall, but back in the days of the AIDS epidemic, it was better to err on the side of caution than it was to not. You know what I'm saying? Because you're gambling with your life. In other words, you know, is it really worth it? And it really wasn't worth it. Unless, you know, I mean, it really wasn't worth it. Everybody knows that. Anybody that contracted something like HIV or something like that through having fun, obviously the fun wasn't worth it. So what I'm trying to say is that getting together and going to the beaches and going to fights and all this kind of good stuff with no vaccine in sight, I just don't know if that's the smartest thing in the world. And as far as social distancing and masks are concerned, well, you know, Pedro knows his history, and I go back in history and I read history. And of course, I study the 1918 flu epidemic. Of course, it started basically here in the United States and spread around the world, killing like 50 to 60 million people. But how it got started here and how it got prevented here is a big, big lesson to be learned. They had an island out in the middle of the SFA called Yerba Buena Island. It's still there, obviously. There's Treasure Island, Yerba Buena Island, and Angel Island. Anyway, what they had was they had 4,000 people in this military base, and not one person got the virus in 1918, yet 40,000 people died in San Francisco. How can you figure that out when it's only like 3 miles away? Well, what happened was they employed social distancing, and they didn't let people get near them that weren't covered with masks and things like that. So it worked for the entire Yerba Buena Island. It can work for you. What I'm trying to tell you is that the social distancing, take it seriously. Speaking of social distancing, promoter Eddie Hearn's social distancing himself from a Mike Tyson comeback. Yeah, I'm not going to be promoting a Mike Tyson comeback, blah, blah. Yeah, the reason why you're not promoting a Mike Tyson comeback is that Mike's not got you in, you're not in the neighborhood. I mean, Mike's not looking you up. I think Mike will end up with Bob Arum. Somebody shot me a text the other day. Mike Tyson going back to Don King. I think it would be a cold day in hell before Mike Tyson went back to Don King. I mean, these guys, I told you, I think I'm going to repeat something probably from a previous show or yesterday. When they were in Florida, Don King, Isidore being his bodyguard and his driver, of course, it looks like a human refrigerator, started off at 200 pounds, ended up at 300 pounds or more. Anyway, the bottom line is Mike Tyson started slapping Don King around in the back of the limo. So Isidore pulls over the limo, and, you know, basically Mike Tyson says, hey, you want some of this? But he used a little bit more colorful language than that. What I'm trying to tell you is that Mike Tyson and Don King, not in this lifetime. I don't think so. Anyway, reinstating boxing June 9th, Shakur Stevenson coming back, of course, on ESPN+. That's going to be before an empty arena at the MGM Grand, I believe, in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I wish everybody the best of luck on that because, you know, like me, I like to err on the side of caution. Speaking of caution, let's bring in the esteemed godfather, the HBO wizard. I'm talking about Mr. Larry Merchant. How are you this morning, sir?
Very well, I think, relatively speaking. It's a beautiful day in Santa Monica.
Okay. Does this quarantine thing, does this sort of show us where sports, how big a role sports play in American life? Because they're trying to find all these different ways to put sports back on the air without a crowd.
I think, yes, it does. Just as the theater does and movies do and restaurants do and other stuff. But the sports in particular is a great national drama and it gives us a daily boost reading the results of this or that and who did what and when. So, yeah, sports is an important part of our popular culture.
May 25th, 1965, that's going to be anniversary tomorrow. Of course, I'm talking about the great shot, the Hall of Fame shot of Yuku between Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali's legs at that point in time. 1965, Godfather, do you remember that day? When you go back in time, can you take us back to that day?
Are we talking about Ali and Liston?
Ali and Liston, the second one, of course, because that's going to be May 25th, 1965. That'll be the anniversary on the 20th tomorrow.
Really? Wow. Okay. Yes, I have very vivid memories of that fight, that scene. After the first fight, when Liston quit, I believe, between the seventh and eighth rounds, mm-hmm. There was a lot of... Liston was so highly regarded as an invincible force that there were suspicions about why he quit. He quit because he was faced with a younger, quicker guy who was braver as well. In any event, this was like a year and a half later, and everyone was anticipating it for such a long time, and we saw what we saw.
If the fight was such a hot fight, and Cassius Clay, of course, and then Cassius Clay pulled off that incredible upset, how come the second fight was being shopped all over the place? How come it ended up in Lewiston, Maine, of all places?
Well, because I think they were trying to make a pay-per-view event out of it, maybe. An earlier version, maybe. Theater, television, I don't know. I'm sure it has to do with money. Mm-hmm. Originally, it was supposed to be in Boston. But then it was postponed because Ali had a
hernia,
and so it was postponed for under 2 months. And at that point, the only place they could find was or create was Lewiston, Maine, and because I guess the assumption was there were very few people up in Maine, but it would be like a form of a television studio to have the fight up there. And I don't know how well it did financially. The numbers then were a fraction of what they are in these days for big fights. I never wandered into that accountant's office who has all the numbers. But I don't recall it being celebrated as a financial success.
You know, everybody was talking about Sonny Liston being the big bad dude and this kind of stuff. And Eddie Machen, who started me off in boxing, had a pretty decent career for a while. He lost 11 fights, was a world-ranked heavyweight at one point in time. He lost a 10-round or a 12-round decision to Liston back in 1960. And I remember Eddie, he had a few drinks, just on it, but Eddie saying he didn't hit all that hard. He wasn't all that hard to move around, this and that, and that. Eddie Machen thought that Cassius Clay used some of his blueprint to beat Sonny Liston in 1964. Of course, that was Eddie's line. Of course, Eddie was an alcoholic towards the end. But I don't know if I told you, Godfather, my mother tried to get him to break me. They said, you know, we don't want him boxing. And Eddie said, don't worry about it. I'll run him into the ground. I'll run him. So they ran me around instead of giving, you know, like two miles of road work, and they give me four, that kind of good stuff. And I did it all. And they went back to mom and said, you're not going to break them.
Well, the point about Eddie Machen. Eddie Machen was one of, and Cleveland Williams were the two best fighters that Liston fought before Ali. And after the first fight, when Ali nearly had to have the fight stopped because of a substance that got into his eye, it was reported that Machen and Williams both had complained of the same thing during their fights with Liston. And Ali and everybody realized that it was an astringent that Liston had put on his shoulders between rounds, and that helped him get through those two fights, but not through the Ali fight.
Of course, he would draw with Cleveland Williams. Cleveland Williams is an underrated heavyweight, no doubt about that. Larry Merchant's our guest. He is the retired HBO Godfather. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio. I'm talking about SB Nation Sports, iTunes, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, and of course, now, Anchor.com, the podcast on Anchor.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk.
I feel nice. The sugar and spice. I feel nice. The sugar and spice.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction.
I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down, 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
It's something else to watch. Two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Undefeated 2004 Olympic gold medalist, a kid from across the bay, was born here in the city by the bay, Andre Ward. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Larry Merchant's on the line from Southern California. UK promoter Eddie Hearn said he will not promote a Mike Tyson comeback because he will receive a lot of criticism. Doesn't that mean Mike Tyson's basically said no to him already?
You know what? I don't know, and I don't care.
Okay.
Mike Tyson wants to come back and somebody's offering him a lot of money to fight, in essence, what is an exhibition, good luck to him. If he can make a pile of money, I have no problem with that, but they're not real fights. Sparring sessions.
You know what? The San Francisco Chronicle used to promote professional wrestling every other Saturday at the Cow Palace. And on the bottom would say, these exhibitions are approved by the California State Athletic Commission. So they would basically come right out and tell you it's an exhibition. Mike Tyson's going to try to come out and try to say this is going to be a real fight, but it's an exhibition.
Correct, sir.
So anyway, we'll move on to that one. Somebody asked me about Jose Suleiman's legacy. And I'm going to ask you about that in a second. As far as my own personal interactions with Jose Suleiman, I remember the time that that he gave me $40,000, or said he would give me $40,000 and send me down to Nicaragua to try to bring Alexis Arguello back and put him in rehab when he was hooked on crack. So that was a positive side of Jose Suleiman. I also know the Jose Suleiman who fixed, I think, Julio Cesar Chavez's 9th or 11th fight when he was disqualified, and they just made that fight go away. So Chavez was never essentially undefeated 87-0 outside of that. Now, those are my impressions of Jose Suleiman. What were yours?
Well, I'll start with the best thing he did was he often talked about health and boxing and so on. I don't know what he actually did about it. But otherwise, he was as corrupt as anybody in boxing could be. He tried to overturn Buster Douglas's knockout of Mike Tyson. He was in Don King's hip pocket. So I have the least regard for him as a boxing regular of anybody I can think of.
Do you know how I got, how I prodded him into, I basically blackmailed him into giving to allocating this $40,000 for Alexis Arguello's rehab when he was hooked on crack, was that he had forced Arguello into signing a renewal contract with Don King. And had he not signed with Don King, he would have made a whole lot more money going with somebody else. But Suleiman said, if you don't sign with Don King, we're going to strip you. So Arguello signed with him. It cost him.
You know, I could tell you stories, but yes, he was in promoters. It was a business, and he was in promoters' pockets who would use the WBC to sanction fights and championships and so on. And it was all, I'll help you out if you help me out, and you'll give me a share of the gate, and I'll help you sign that fighter, and blah, blah, blah. I think he might have done it with Chavez as well. So I just think that boxing could do without those kind of guys, but boxing always attracts those kind of guys.
Okay. Now that there's not going to be a live crowd in boxing matches, does that mean somebody, Nancy sent in this in from St. Louis, Missouri, I guess, St. Louis, I don't know. Anyway, bottom line is she says, will pay-per-view prices go up because of the fact there's no live crowd? Do you think?
I think if it's a pay-per-view worthy fight, that maybe they would move toward the $100,
price tag,
you know, but I don't know. That's above my pay grade. You make it too much, and I don't know that people will be willing to pay it. But that's the business side of the game that I'm not qualified to.
Godfather, every time they push the price of a pay per view up, more people steal. More people end up stealing the signal, watching it in Russian or Yiddish or something like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I could care less. I'm not saying I steal broadcasts, but I could care less what the broadcasters are saying because boxing's sort of self-explanatory. It's a 10-point must system. I can judge on my own. So I really don't care what the guys are speaking Chinese or whatever. It doesn't matter. But if I can save $100 watching a fight on my computer, you know what? I hate to say it. I'm probably going to do it.
Well, you won't be alone. And that's another area I'm not qualified for, but the market will determine it, you know. I mean, so instead of getting 8 or 10 of people to come and watch the fight and share the cost, the poorer people who are boxing fans will have 12 or 15 people come for the fight. I don't know how it weighs out in the end.
Okay, but we have those pay-per-view parties. We all got to wear masks. And how can we stay 6 feet apart from one each other in the house? This is going to be, listen, life going forward in 2020 is going to be a little difficult.
I could agree on that.
No doubt about that.
But although if I have to suffer for my art, I might as well be suffering in Santa Monica.
Oh, how lucky you are, you know, and I was saying to myself yesterday, I was standing in line, here I go, I was standing in line at Whole Foods, and I said to myself, if you're going to be standing in line somewhere to eat, you might as well stand in line at Whole Foods, because it's sort of like your whole check, you're paying a whole lot of money. Godfather, you have a wonderful weekend. I mean, all the best. Do you have any plans this week? You guys going to go out and drive up the coast, anything like that?
No. I'm seeing more and more cars on the road, so yeah. Maybe we'll do it in the middle of the week, and I'll have my two grandkids over, or I'll go over and see them and my daughter and her husband who live nearby. And that's a good way to celebrate this weekend.
Well, you have a wonderful weekend. Say hello to the Godmama for me. Of course, we'll talk about Patricia Stitch Merchant. Say hello to her for me. And all the best to you. I mean, have a great weekend. A great weekend. I look forward to talking to you next week. I thank you so much for your time each and every week. I know I say this, and I sound redundant, but without you, the show just wouldn't be the show, Godfather.
Well, thank you, and you have a great weekend as well.
He is the one, the only, folks. Larry Murch, of course, featured exclusively on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. After the break, we'll be talking, of course, about the world of mixed martial arts. It's hot. It's happening. I'm talking about Fight Island. Oh, Fight Island. That's happening. I don't know. Dana White's going to move the Fight Island. That's the best news to come out of the entire coronavirus, is that Dana White will not be on American soil anymore. That's probably the best thing we can do. The biggest pimp of all time. I'm talking about, listen, no, not Shady Mel from Brooklyn or Happy Harry from Harlem. No, those guys aren't the biggest pimps in the world. Dana White is the biggest pimp in the entire world. There has never been a bigger pimp in history. I'm telling you, listen, Jorge Masvidal, of course, he's a hot UFC fighter. Not wanting to be, though. They didn't want him to be hot. They hoped he would be a flash in the pan. I'm talking about Dana White. But he puts him in this big fight in Madison Square Garden. He sells out the Garden, a $7 million gate, $7 million. The pay-per-view does over $45 million, and he gets $500,000. Oh! I mean, that would be like a pimp putting a hooker out on the street, and, you know, you get $150 from that guy, and then you're giving him five. No, giving her five. In other words, you take $145, she gets $5. That's the cut between the UFC and the fighters. 8 to 12% of the purse go eight to twelve percent of the UFC dollar goes to talent. Something's wrong with that. And of course, the UFC in all kinds of trouble right now. A $260 million loan just a couple of weeks ago. Of course, they're $2.6 billion in debt. $2.6 billion in debt. They paid $4.1 billion for the entire entity about a year and a half ago. Of course, I told you they overpaid for that. $4.2 billion. That's $4,200 million. Are they out of their mind? Yes, they were, without a doubt. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, baby, on Sports Byline.
Atlanta, Georgia. Raleigh, North Carolina.
But I want to start getting paid. I want to start making heavyweight money.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Make a million, lose a million. That's the way it goes.
My squad time. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Baby, you're inside. Look at the world of mixed martial arts. Talking MMA right now, of course. Talk about ESPN coming back on the 30th of May from the USC Apex Center in Las Vegas. That has their training facility down there. It is planned. It is sanctioned, I think, by the Nevada City Athletic Commission. I take that back. They're going to have a meeting beforehand as to whether it's going to be official or not, but I don't think they'd be putting this out there if they didn't think they had a in with the Athletic Commission in Nevada. Of course, Lorenzo Fertitta, the owner, former owner of the USC, a former Athletic Commission member, of course, he was the guy that opened the door for MMA in Nevada. Of course, Nevada was looked at cage fighting as barbaric and all this kind of good stuff. Then, of course, you know, a millionaire gets involved, and of course, he's on the Athletic Commission. He owns a whole lot of casinos in Las Vegas, a Palace casino chain for one. I'm talking about Lorenzo and his brother Frank Fertitta. Of course, they got together with Dana White and bought the UFC, and of course, sold the UFC for, as I said earlier, $4.2 billion. Man, whoever bought that, what can I say? Are you feeling it yet? Are you feeling like a winner yet? $4.2 billion, you owe $2.6 billion, you have to go out and borrow $260 million. Something's wrong with that. Anyway, bottom line is the UFC's been rocking and rolling, of course, the last few weeks. Of course, Tony Ferguson, the guy with, you know, poured holy water on his wife. And then we were sort of down with that. We were all down with that. We were down with that because of the fact that, you know, some women do deserve to have holy water poured on them on occasion. And a rare minority, I understand, but there are a few devils in the female sector, no doubt about that. Anyway, Tony Ferguson gets lit up like a White House Christmas tree, of course. Every round, Justin Gaethje just beat on him like boom, 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 like Santana and bongo drums, man. It's over and over again. Of course, they stopped that in the fifth round. They probably should have stopped that a whole lot earlier. Even Dana White, the Führer, he even thought so as well. But the bottom line is Tony Ferguson, a little bit long in the tooth. He waited around too long, too many injuries. Khabib didn't fight him. This didn't happen. That didn't happen. At the end of the day, he's old, and he is now on the scrap heap as far as 155-pounders are concerned in the lightweight division in the UFC. No longer invincible. I'm talking about Tony Ferguson. Of course, I think on that same card, yeah, you saw it. I'm talking about Francis Ngannou. Took 20 seconds to knock out some hobo, and I told you, and the guy, I was telling you before, and I said, listen, if ever there was a cinch bet in the history of combat sports, this was it. I mean, a stand-up kickboxer, a guy that stands straight up like a pole, is going to take on the most fearsome puncher in the history of mixed martial arts, and that includes boxing, because I think that maybe this guy might hit the hardest of anybody ever. Ever, ever, ever. I'm talking about Francis Ngannou. He was a former professional boxer. I think he originally out of Nigeria, fought in France for a little bit as a pro. So he can punch. There's no doubt about that. I mean, he hits guys, and he doesn't hit them with really super hard punches, and they, like, go to sleep, or they go semi-conscious. What am I trying to tell you? I think he would be a force in the boxing division because of his punching power. Yeah, those guys would move around him. He'd probably be slow and ponderous, maybe a little bit like George Foreman was. But you saw what George Foreman did in 1994 to Michael Moore. I mean, Michael Moore, I remember me and Mike were on the phone like maybe 2-3 weeks before the fight. He was talking all kinds of smack. I mean, George Foreman, this Pedro, they should be ashamed putting me in the ring with this old dude. He's 45 years old, Pedro. You realize that? You know what I'm saying to myself? Yeah. You're right. And I didn't think George had a chance. I thought, you know, Michael would go in there and outbox him for the distance. And, of course, Michael was doing well until he fell into that trap. And what happens is you do the same thing over and over and over again, and you can predict what's happening. George predicted it, shot that uppercut, and history is what it is. Anyway, back to the world of mixed martial arts now. Alistair Overeem fought last week, took on Walt Harris. I think I mentioned this before. Walt Harris has got the name, of course, of the great broadcaster that was on this show a couple times before he passed away. Of course, he did professional wrestling and roller derby for Channel 2 and Channel 40 here in Northern California. I miss Walt Harris. Anyway, this Walt Harris, his daughter just died. I think it was a homicide. And so it was an ugly thing. Anyway, so he goes into this fight, and he puts his, he dedicates this to his daughter. And you're fighting Alistair Overeem, and although I think Overeem is, like, overrated to an extent, but he's been around a long time, 39 years old, of course, former Strikeforce Grand Prix champion. I mean, he's in K1 kickboxing champion back in 2010. So he's long in the tooth at 39, but he can still fight, he can still punch, and he comes in decent shape. And, you know, I mean, Walt Harris made one mistake in that fight, and he got knocked out in the second round. They should have stopped that one a little bit earlier. But a lot of pressure on Walt Harris, too much pressure maybe. Your daughter's death, and you dedicate the fight there, and then you go out and get beat, so you got to live with that for the rest of your life? I don't think so. I think Walt Harris should have took some time off and not fought with the death being that recent. Anyway, Claudia Gadea was in the co-feature. She beat Angela Hill on a split decision, 2-1 in rounds. That means 29-28 on the scorecards. Outside of that, there were no other fighters of note on the card that really I get excited about. Of course, the UFC's like a bunch of guys that really don't matter anymore. That's what's happening here. Like $4.2 billion. Where's the talent? I mean, pretty soon you're going to dig in Scott Cuddy up here from the production room, get him to go in there and fight these guys. He can't make the weight, though. Now, anyway, maybe 170, not 155. Anyway, what I'm trying to tell you is that the UFC is hurting for superstars. I think that getting $4,200 million for that pink elephant, I think was the steal of the absolute century. And I'm talking about the 21st century, this one we're in right now. Straight up, what a ripoff. Tyrone Woodley can take on Gilbert Burns. Of course, that's in a welterweight contest. The UFC coming back, I believe, on the 30th. Of course, that'll be UFC on ESPN from the UFC Apex, as I said, in Las Vegas. Don't know much about Gilbert Burns. Tyrone Woodley, a former champion, of course, also on the card. Really nobody. I mean, a whole lot of names here. Nothing really jumps out at me. Actually, all the stars that UFC has, there aren't that many stars. There just aren't that many stars. I mean, where are they? Francis Ngannou is a big star. He should be headlining cards. You shouldn't make him number two or number three on a card. He should be the guy. He should be the guy. You should be, listen, they marketed a sports drink after the guy. I mean, they thought he was a little, beat Stipe Miocic really bad. In fact, they had an extra ambulance waiting ringside, octagon side for Stipe Miocic, the world UFC heavyweight champion, of course, when he fought Francis Ngannou, because they thought Francis was going to kill him. I mean, it wasn't even going to be close. I mean, it was going to be how long could Stippy last? That was the whole thing there, right? Well, as long as Stippy lasted the first round, like I told you, he was going to be fine. And, of course, he lasted that first round, but he took a beating in that first round. But he lasted it, and then the big guy with all those big muscles, of course, inexperienced, not having a good ground game at that point, Tom, talking about Francis Ngannou, what's he do? He gasses. So for the next four rounds, you've got some guy gassing, and, you know, he got beat up. There's no doubt about that. So at the end of five rounds, we knew who was that Stipe Miocic was still the world heavyweight champion. Of course, Miocic then fighting Cormier and losing and coming back and beating Cormier. And now, of course, he's coming off that detached retina operation. I guess they could do that a lot quicker than they used to in the old days, because when Ray Leonard had a detached retina, I think he had to wait like 2.5 years before he even thought about boxing again. And now guys are boxing in the blink of an eye. So boxing or MMA in the blink of an eye. And why did Stipe Miocic get that detached retina? Because the referee sucked so badly in that fight. That rematch with Cormier. He allowed Cormier to use his open hands time and time again. You know, I'm screaming at the TV. I'm screaming at the TV. Stop his open hands. Stop it. Cause what he's doing, he's poking with his fingers. He's poking. He says, makes like he's reaching, but he's poking with his fingers. And you poke a guy in the eye, you detach his retina. That's what happens. You have to have surgery. That's not a good thing. I don't think guys should be able to have that open hand. In fact, if I was, I know they've got to have the open hand in order to grab guys and throw guys around and that kind of stuff in order to grapple. They've got to have the open hand, but I'm against people having those fingertips and being able to use them like that. I mean, people used to say that the old-time boxers used to thumb people and use that as a foul, but, you know, that's a bit of horse spit. Now, if I remember, the latest one, somebody sent me I was talking about Roberto Duran last week, or the week before, and somebody brought up the Davey Moore fight and said, oh, you know, Roberto Duran thumbed Davey Moore. You know what? That was 1983. I was at the Main Street Theater in Los Angeles, California. Hector Martinez and I went down there, flew down there to watch a fight on closed-circuit TV. I watched that fight 1,000 times. Duran didn't thumb him. I mean, come on, man. You guys still reaching. This is the same people reaching for Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury. You know, Deontay got called too much or you know, Deontay didn't get bit, didn't Deontay. Anyway, let's take it to the Ring Talk phone lines and bring in Richard. Richard, where are you calling from?
Oh, a place called Wheeling, West Virginia.
Right on, man. Wheeling, West Virginia. Welcome to the show. What can I do for you?
I just heard you talking about Wilder and Fury.
Yep.
Now, I think I heard you talking about yesterday that boxing was going to be on last night. So I was looking around to see where I could find it, and I found it on FS1. Now, it said it was Fury Wilder 2.
Mm-hmm.
How many fights did they have?
They had two thus far. The first one was like December of 2018, and of course, then they come back and they did the rematch like 13, 14 months later.
Is that the one where I can't remember? One of them showed Wilder on his, Fury on his back, and the opponent said, "I thought he killed him." Was that Wilder?
Yeah, that was Wilder and Fury, and I thought he killed him. I mean, there was no motion in his body. There was no breathing. I couldn't see a heart beating through his chest. I thought he was dead. And what happens? He rises like the Undertaker in some WWE event, and before you know it, he's up and he's licking. I think Wilder was surprised. He obviously was surprised because he took a whooping for the rest of that round. Tyson Fury came back and beat on him.
Was that the first fight?
That's the first fight. And the second fight, of course, Fury dominated him and stopped him inside the distance.
That second fight that I was watching, I almost turned it off. I mean, all they did was hold each other. If you talk about the top 1,000 fights in history, I don't think I would make it. That fight was absolutely horrible. And I'm surprised that I didn't see where Wilder... Maybe Fury must be that strong of a puncher, must be even... tougher than Ernie Shavers, because he didn't look like he got hit that much. It was a terrible fight. If that's the one that they promoted you had to pay for, I'm surely glad I didn't pay for it. You think that fight was anything to be? It certainly wouldn't be in the top 100 greatest heavyweight fights. It's not even close. It's terrible.
No, but it has significance because of the fact that Fury was denied the title in the first time around. I mean, he beat Wilder the first time around, except for the two knockdowns, I think in the ninth and the 12th rounds. Outside of those two rounds, Fury had dominated that fight in my book, instead of one on the scorecard. So he didn't get it the first time. They did it the second time. And, you know, Deontay Wilder, he got punked with a body shot. It's not too often you see a heavyweight get knocked down with a body shot. He's an American. He got knocked down by a body shot. I mean, okay, so that's like the ultimate punking.
If that was the one that they promoted, that I've actually only seen two fights live. And the first one, I mean, was the greatest of all time, Ali Frazier. I saw that one. But this fight here, I promise I'd never go see another one after they had, what's that guy's name? He's a champ. I can't think of who it was.
Well,
but,
you know what, Richard, I appreciate the call. All the best to you. But if you've got to go all the way back to Ali Frazier for a great heavyweight fight, you're not watching enough boxing. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing, MMA. As I said, the UFC rocking and rolling here. UFC Fight Night 176 scheduled for June 13th. They've got that tentatively planned. They don't have any card. They don't have a card yet. UFC 250 is going to go down June the 6th. They haven't got an event yet. I guess they're going to try to do all the stuff in Las Vegas if Nevada ends up approving them in a couple of days, of course, when they have this big meeting. And, of course, Amanda Nunes, she will be the headliner if that card goes off. Talk about the women's featherweight champion, 145 pounds, and the women's bantamweight champion. She was a two-division champion. She's taking on Felicia Spencer. All I can say about Felicia is good luck. And the co-feature, another couple of names we never heard of, Ian Heinch and Gerald Macharavi. The bottom line is Charles Byrd and Mucky Mictolo. In other words, Alex Perez. You ever heard of these names? You going to pay 50, 60 bucks to watch this card? 100 bucks to watch this card in high definition? I don't think so. Good luck on that one, Dana. You are tuned to Ring Talk, the longest running fight show in history. Ring Talk Live Worldwide airs Saturday and Sundays live at 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio Channel 211, and of course, the SB Nation Sports Network as well. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, I am, Mr. Big Stuff.
Cause you wear all those fancy clothes.
Oh, yeah.
And have a big fine car. Oh, yes, you do now. Do you think I can afford to give you my love?
Oh,
you
yeah.
You think you're higher than every star above. Mr. Big Stuff.
Who do you
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-720-5971. 800-720-5971. 800-720-5971. That's 800-720-5971.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the product they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Should I go to the police station? Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super.
When I was a kid growing up, there was one guy that bullied me. And I waited, and I waited, and I waited. And I got myself in shape, and I waited. And I kicked the snot out of him. Everybody knows who Tony Barnett was, okay? He was a neighborhood bully. No doubt about that. I endured his smack for a few years, and finally I said, it's got to come to an end. I put it to an end. Anyway, what I'm trying to tell you is, I sort of got back at the bully, okay? Now people are being bullied on via cyberbullying and this kind of good stuff on the internet, you know, like putting, anyway, bottom line is the latest victim of cyberbullying happens to be professional wrestler Hana Kimura. She was on a Netflix TV show. She took her own life. I can't believe it. She did it this week. She said that so many people sent her a barrage of hate and negativity that was sent her way online that she killed herself. Well, listen, girl, I know you're dead now, but if you were alive to listen to me and you were weak enough to kill yourself because somebody's blowing you up with emails and that kind of good stuff, go get a life. Oh, you just took your life. Shame on you. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. This is hour number one of two. Hour number two, of course, will feature boxing and MMA, myself, Pedro Fernandez, and I'll bring in the AWB, the Average White Band lead singer, a big boxing fan, a friend of mine. We go back 25 years, talk about Mr. Brent Carter. Brent Carter, of course, formerly of Tower of Power and now with the Average White Band. So we'll talk a little history, a little boxing with Brent. We'll have a good time. Hour number two forthcoming on the yeah, on the Sports by Live Broadcast Network. And I got this, yes, I am bold and cocky. I'm always bold and cocky when I'm awake. Only time I'm not bold and cocky is when I'm sleeping. Did I say that before? Well, I'm saying it again because somebody asked. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Stay tuned for hour number two. 'Cause I love you so.